Some cities have a range of programs for children with severe mental health needs. Outpatient clinics, residential hospitals, therapeutic boarding schools. But guess what? New Orleans isn't one of those cities. The city already had limited options when it shuttered its adolescent psychiatric hospital back in 2009. And now kids can receive some treatment in schools or at home, or check into a hospital outside the city. WWNO's Mallory Falk reports on a new option for children with mental health needs.
7-year-old Devin and his mother Tara agree. He's an active kid.
He likes sports. He's an outdoor person.
I like to go outside, play some football.
He likes basketball. He likes football.
I like to play basketball. That's it.
He's a very smart, wise kid. He really is. But he also have like a lot of behavior downfalls.
Devin and Tara aren't their real names. To protect Devin's medical privacy, we're using pseudonyms. Tara says since he was a baby, Devin's had a tendency to flip out.
First, he started off with the screaming and hollering. Then it's the chair throwing. Then it's the hitting himself upside the head. And I want to fight you. I wish you were dead. I wish I was dead. I want to kill myself.
Tara tried to get him hospitalized or on medication, but she says the children's hospital told her he was too young.
I was upset. I was losing it. I always cried because I was like, I'm not going to be able to get him no help. So I sat back for a little while and I went to God and I say, well, God, I give it to you. A couple of days later, I was told about the therapeutic program.
The therapeutic day program. A new full school day program for kids with severe mental and behavioral health needs. It opened this fall with 12 students from kindergarten through eighth grade, referred by schools around the city. Many have experienced trauma. Some survived violence or lost family members. Tara learned about the program from the special education coordinator at Devin's school.
Everything that I have fought for have finally came through.
The program, a partnership between the RSD, OPSB, and Tulane Medical School, is a first step toward filling a major gap in children's mental health care. Right now, there are limited options. Kids can get services at school, meet with a social worker at home, or check into a hospital outside New Orleans. The closest is in Mandeville. The therapeutic day program offers something more intensive than in-school special education, but less intensive than hospitalization. It's housed on the NOCA campus. The walls are covered with mood meters, big blocks of primary colors corresponding to feelings and energy levels, plus logos from students' original schools, where they'll eventually return.
We want them to be able to access their academics and their education in traditional school.
Dr. Laura Marquez is a psychology fellow at the Therapeutic Day Program. The goal is to get students back into regular classrooms.
We really work collaboratively with the schools to decide when a child has developed the skills necessary to be in their school environment.
Our goal as a program is to set students up for success when they transition back to their home school.
Kelsey Hoffman is one of four classroom teachers on staff. She has a total of 7 students. 2 in her math class, 5 in homeroom, each with a tailored plan. Hoffman helps set goals based on individual needs. Like in their original schools, a lot of these students stormed out of the classroom or even the building when they got upset.
And a goal might be something along the line of remain safe in a classroom 5 days out of the week for 20-minute blocks before taking a break.
If they do get upset and leave class, there's a place for them to go, a special therapeutic room. A team of teachers and therapists chart students' progress.
And as they get closer and closer to meeting those goals, they get closer and closer to graduation.
Students take traditional classes, but they also participate in group and individual therapy. They meditate and practice yoga, and they receive medical support. The day is broken into short increments. Hoffman might teach a math exercise, then switch to social-emotional learning. On a recent morning, she has just one student.
How are you feeling today?
Good.
Good? What color would you say
you're
feeling?
Yellow.
Yellow?
Hoffman gives him some math problems, then changes gear. She sets out 3 plastic cups, each filled with slips of paper.
So what we're going to do is we are going to pull out from here a statement, and I'm going to act it based on what I see on the cards. Then we're going to decide what emotion each of these is. So is it passive, like, not a big deal, I don't really care? Is it assertive, clear communication? Or is it aggressive, rawr?
Her student reaches in and pulls out a slip. It says no in capital letters with an exclamation mark.
No!
What kind of attitude is that?
Aggressive.
They then talk about what communication style is most appropriate for the classroom.
We really try to think about there being skill deficits versus a child who just doesn't want to do things.
Dr. Laura Marquez tries to help students address the underlying issues that lead them to act out and come up with coping mechanisms.
A lot of the children that I work with have voiced pretty much from the beginning that they are bad kids and that that's why they're here. When they do something that is disruptive or aggressive, just reiterating, I'm still here, I still think you're a good kid, there's really nothing you can do to change my mind about that, you know, but we're going to work on some of the things you struggle with and try to differentiate the child from the behavior.
The calm setting and one-on-one attention has already made a difference for her son, says Tara. Devin now has clear diagnoses, a medication management plan, and techniques to cool off when he's angry.
It's a major, major turnaround. Less fighting, more apologizing.
I learned to, like, breathe and sit down and just keep breathing. I'm happy instead of always mad.
Tara is grateful. She says children with issues like Devin's are more likely to end up in juvenile detention than a program like this. Devin has hopes of starting second grade back at his original school. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.